smoking pot is knowingly poisoning 70,000 local residents for the last 40 years.
Dark Waters' main character is corporate attorney-turned-whistleblower Rob Ballot, who beginning in the late 1990s dug into records to expose what DuPont and 3M knew and hid about the toxicity of PFAS chemicals. In the movie, Rob Ballot is played by actor and activist Mark Ruffalo, who testified at a U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing on PFAS.
It was Rob who uncovered that what this committee has now shared with the American people, that by the 1950s, 3M knew that PFAS could build up in our blood, that by the 1960s, DuPont and 3M knew that PFAS could be toxic, that by the 1970s, DuPont and 3M knew that PFAS was indeed building up in the blood of all of us and harming their own workers.
Ruffalo described how Ballot alerted the EPA and secured funding through a settlement with DuPont for the largest ever study of human chemical poisoning.
Independent experts reviewed the blood work and medical records of 70,000 people whose water had been poisoned by DuPont. That study found a probable link between PFOA and cancer and five other serious diseases, including reproductive and immune system harm.
Ruffalo pointed out that PFAS remains largely unregulated and that numerous products, including food packaging, contain the fluorine compounds known as forever chemicals. Ruffalo has no scientific background, and some Republican committee members questioned his testimony.
I'm not sure if Mr. Ruffalo is looking for an Academy Award for his performance in the upcoming movie or for his performance in this hearing.
Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Fred Keller said more research is needed on PFAS health effects and criticized the movie as containing, quote, loose facts and hyped up emotional rhetoric, unquote. Representative Keller also took issue with assertions that the government is doing nothing, pointing to bipartisan legislation in the works, including an impending defense funding bill addressing PFAS contamination from firefighting foams used at military bases.
This approach would use a number of EPA authorities, such as the Safe Drinking Water Act, to allow for better coordination between federal agencies on the issue and would set drinking water standards for PFOS and PFOA, the PFAS chemicals that EPA has the most data on. Mr. Chairman, maybe we should spend more of our time working toward a real solution, getting real answers, and not talking to attention-grabbing headliners.
Let's not be afraid of a movie.
Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee, whose Michigan district includes the city of Flint, where municipal water was contaminated with lead, defended Ruffalo and the PFAS film.
Mark Ruffalo showed up in Flint, Michigan, to help bring attention to that crisis. So Mark, keep doing what you're doing, because the way we change policy is by informing people of what policy that's currently in place is doing to them. And right now, the policy that's in place in this country is poisoning people.
Kildee cautioned that there's an organized effort in Congress to strip PFAS provisions from the Defense Appropriations Act. PFAS water and soil contamination affects millions of Americans, including in Alaska, where there are dozens of sites across the state tainted by PFAS from firefighting foams used at military bases, airports, industrial sites, and other facilities. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.